You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by Nedbank Commercial Banking. Grow your agribusiness. Think bigger. Think Nedbank Commercial Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
The world of agriculture is undergoing a fundamental shift in how it is that we are reading the agricultural landscape, and that could mean a whole new set of considerations that we have to be confronted with or that we have to deal with. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the team at Nedbank Agri. I'm joined on the line by the head of sales at Nedbank Agriculture, Daniel Rousseau, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Daniel, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Now, I saw a piece recently where you mentioned that the agricultural landscape in particular is moving away from, I suppose, what we'd call a cyclical disruption to what would be a permanent change. And I could quite easily argue that with all of the geopolitical things happening around the world, many industries are facing that. But why is it so different in the agricultural landscape?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. I think we just need to perhaps step back and look like one generation back in 1996, where we still had the agri marketing boards. That was single channel marketing, and you know, production and price risk were largely addressed, you know, through that marketing boards. But that also limited, I believe, productivity and innovation. Now, that was abolished in 1996. So basically one generation faced all these changes and challenges. And I think that's why, you know, it's worthwhile talking around this and challenges and what we see the shifts. So if you look at today specifically, we're part of the world market. We're a net exporter of agricultural produce. So we are impacted by events both internationally, but then also locally, I believe. But if we think about the more permanent changes and challenges that we currently see that's more long-term of nature, is obviously the first one is climate change. And it is not something that will go away. I think it's actually increasing the challenge and the risk exponentially. So I think that's the one biggest, more of a challenge and a long-term shift that we do see compared to perhaps, you know, one or two decades ago. And then equally important, given that we're a net exporter, is the changing trade dynamics and logistical challenges that we face. And we must remember that we doubled our production since 1996. So there's a lot more pressure on our infrastructure and especially our ports as well. And we know that that can change very quickly. I mean, we just see what happened in the world the last 2 years. And without that safety net that we had previously through the marketing boards. And then at the same time, we do see, and that's also now, I think, more long-term nature, is our ESG reporting that will come through. It's actually with us currently as a listed company. So ESG and traceability and reporting, that's definitely, I believe, one of the major changes. And then obviously linking to that as well is the changing consumer demand. And that can actually be seen as a barrier to market access as well.
Daniel, I want to look at that consumer demand as well, because it links into conversations around the ESG, around expectations. Consumers, not just locally, but internationally in the export markets as well, have become a lot more stringent around their expectations, their requirements, the things that they look for out of the agricultural sector. We look for things like sustainably farmed produce. We look for things that speak to traceability, as you mentioned earlier, around, especially where it relates to animal farming and all of those areas of agriculture. How much of the consumer element of it is influencing some of these other factors and reshaping the industry as well?
Oh, definitely. I think that is real. Not just locally, but also abroad. As I said, we're a net exporter. And we see customers becoming more demanding and also a lot more, having a lot more expectation in terms of, you know, how food is produced. And they become a lot more selective as well. So we do see growth being driven more by value rather than volume, especially in the overseas markets. So consumers are definitely looking for products and experiences, you know, to fit their specific lifestyle, talking about value and budget as well. And there's also a lot more competition in the market with alternative products and different categories of products. So naturally, like technology, social media, also impacting and influencing consumer behavior. But then, yeah, if you look at sustainability, that's actually now also a business imperative. It is not just consumer driven. So it's becoming more clear now that I believe Agric is entering like a new phase where sustainability, traceability, and also reporting are shifting more from compliance requirements to basically core drivers of competitiveness, talking about market access. So changing consumer demand, I believe, is central to this shift. We do see buyers placing more emphasis on provenance, transparency, verifiable production practices, as you alluded to as well. So yeah, traceability as a result thereof is becoming a market access requirement rather than voluntary enhancements. So yeah, at farm level, this increasing the need for more reliable data, and I believe more auditable supply chain information as well.
Daniel, before I let you go, how then does this influence your positioning as a financial institution? As Nedbank Agri, your responsibility as Nedbank Commercial as well sits in being able to support these businesses in the agricultural landscape as they go through these transitions. How then does that transition inform how, as an institution, you have to transition to accommodate and to adapt to the environment?
Oh, definitely. I believe financial institutions have a very critical and important role to play in this whole transition process. We had an interesting discussion at ACBIS Congress specifically around funding this transition. And, you know, yeah, talking about traditional lending alone will not be able to support the scale of transformation required. So we need to do things differently. So I believe that the future of agricultural finance and what we're also currently busy with is increasingly partnership driven, combining more commercial or typically commercial bank funding with more development finance institutions that typically developmental funding, and linking that to government guarantees and private capital as well. So this whole partnership idea is becoming more important. And in this basically evolving environment, the role of the bank becomes not only financial, but also enabling. And I think that's an important aspect that we're not always talking about. But we've got the ability, you know, to direct capital towards investment in sustainable practices and, you know, typically fund where we believe the market needs to go to. But then also helping producers meet these shifting reporting requirements and supporting investment, especially in climate adaptation technology. So yeah, we can't underestimate the role of financial institutions in this whole transformation process.
The world of agriculture is evolving, and identifying how it is that that evolution fits into your business, but also into your offering, is what sets the service providers apart in terms of how it is that they look after those respective markets. We'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Head of sales at Nedbank Agriculture, Daniel Rousseau, joining us to take a look at the fundamental changes that are taking place in the world of agriculture.
This feature was brought to you by Nedbank Commercial Banking. Grow your agribusiness. Think bigger. Think Nedbank Commercial Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
Hi, I need irrigation funding for my farm.
Something that tracks moisture across the farm and rotates your crops?
Well,
plus sensors that read your soil, reduce waste, and send water exactly where it's needed.
I was thinking basic irrigation, but financing for
a smart farming system
is actually what I need.
At Nedbank, we see more. From regenerative agriculture to smart farming solutions, we help agribusinesses think bigger. Think Nedbank Commercial Banking. See money differently. Nedbank. We're a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.